worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God, in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house, take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. You may shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head and its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning, and what remains of it until morning you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which every man must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, for on this same day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, that evening you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings, you shall eat unleavened bread." Verses 1 through 20, Exodus chapter 12. Then looking in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 41. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously." And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Verses 41 to 52, Luke chapter 2. Father, we thank you for your word and the counsel, the wisdom, the guidance, and the insight your word provides so beautifully for us. Lord, thank you, Father, for how that your word powerfully lets us know that Jesus is our Passover lamb. He's the Passover lamb for all times, for all peoples, for just all nations. We thank you and praise you for the wonderful gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover lamb. More and more, help us to live in such a way that our lives point to you, just as all the passages throughout the scriptures, all the celebrations of the Passover, all of them pointed to you. What a wonderful truth for us to recognize. Thank you, Lord, for being our Lord, our Savior, and our Passover lamb as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for the gift of faith. Father, in these moments, we acknowledge that this is your show. This is your time. This is your work. Father, you have the authority here. And Father, thank you so much for allowing us stewardship over this. Father, I ask that you'd call us and our listeners to carry more fruit, more peace of your Holy Spirit, more joy of your Holy Spirit, more patience, more faithfulness, that we'd be better stewards in your kingdom, Father. Thank you so much, Father, for growing us and for your pace, your peace and your patience. This is your time, Father, in your holy, holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. And we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Just a reminder that our spring share-a-thon this year, 2025, our theme is Pour Out Your Spirit. And our theme verse is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 33. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. So we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And for today and each of the next couple of days, we'll be in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. And we do appreciate you being listening in. Ask that you take time to pray for the Lord to greatly anoint and bless and prosper this share-a-thon, that people would be ministered to mightily according to his perfect will, that people would be saved and encouraged, and also that they would give according to the Lord's leading to help support the work and the mission of American Family Radio. The number to call if you'd like to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We're very honored to have honored and blessed to have with us as our guests once again, Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy Ellis. They're great servants of the Lord, faithful servants, intercessors, and many, many other things. And their ministry is Here Comes Joy. And they wear quite a few hats in the kingdom of God. Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy, how are you all today?
Good morning, Pastor. We're blessed so happy to be with you.
Yes, thank you. It's such an honor to be here. We're very grateful.
Well, again, grateful to have you. Amen. Amen. Great to have you once again. And I'm going to ask if you all would take a few moments just to further introduce yourselves. Some of our listeners may recall that you all have been with us before, but some may not. So would you all take a few moments to further help our listeners know who you are and what God has called you all to do?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we are itinerant ministers with a burden to pray for the nations, a burden to see deliverance, both of the nations as national structures, right? So the geographies and the land, and the Lord has promised generational blessings to every bloodline on the planet. And so every bloodline is under contest from the ever-present enemy of God. And so our burden is to bring release and deliverance and redemption at the very deepest levels to release generational blessings. So salvation is at the core. The cross is at the core. But our ministry is for breakthrough and total deliverance. So that we all can live in accordance with John 10:10 personally in our communities and our nations.
Hmm.
Amen.
Well, all right. And Reverend Sandy, did you want to share further on that as well?
Well, it's, you know, we each had our own ministries until we got married last year, and the Lord has combined them. And Jarrett has a ministry called Christ on the Mountaintop, where his, you know, focus is to ensure that people understand we need Christ to come into every sector of society, not just church. God, Christ needs to be invited into our business, into the family mountain, into government mountain, into media mountain. And so in addition to the deliverance and healing in itinerant ministry, this is also part of what God has called us to do, is ensure that people understand that.
Okay. All right. And would you share, if someone is in the midst of their listening to the broadcast today, if they're wanting to be in touch with you or learn more about your work and mission and ministries, how can they do that?
Our website is herecomesjoy.com. Herecomesjoy.com. And if they'd like to listen to either of our podcasts, we have a podcast on thenewscasters.com, thenewscasters.com.
Okay. All righty then. Again, we're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Reverend Jarrett Ellis and Reverend Sandy Ellis as well. And on the other side of the break, Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy, I'm going to ask if you all will pray for our listeners to really have ears to hear what the Lord has put on your hearts to share. So we'll do that on the other side of the break. But just a reminder once again, as we mentioned earlier, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we're inviting every single listener to get involved. To call in to make a pledge, you can call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Father, I too thank you and I praise you for our guests today. And thank you, Lord, for the unique work and ministry you've called them to. Anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of all of our listeners with a mighty, 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 mighty anointing so that we all will be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit. And we're believing you, Lord, to do a mighty work in each of our lives for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Music from the Walls Group with The Prayer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family here at American Family Radio. Our theme for this share-a-thon is Pour Your Spirit Out. And our scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Again, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. Thanks for tuning in to our spring share-a-thon. Again, please pray with us for these today and the next couple of days as we invite listeners to pray for us and to come alongside us financially as we carry out the work and the mission of American Family Radio and the American Family Association. Our phone guests today are Reverend Jared and Reverend Sandy Ellis of Here Comes Joy Ministries and Christ on the Mountaintop Ministries as well. And Reverend Jared and Reverend Sandy, would you all take time now to pray for listeners that they would have ears to hear and receive all the Lord wants them to both hear and receive through the broadcast?
Yes, amen, amen. Father God, we worship you, we adore you, we thank you, Father God, for Yeshua, Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Passover Lamb. Not only our Passover Lamb, but the Word of God made flesh. We know that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And you gave us your Son, the Word of God, to dwell in tabernacle among us and reveal the very nature of the Father. And so, Lord, we ask that by the Spirit of God, we receive revelation, wisdom, and knowledge in you, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may understand the hope of your calling in us. On this call, Lord God, by your Spirit, reveal to us your word, the word that we need to live this day. Give us this day our daily bread. The word that we need to unlock, Father, the destiny that you called each one of us into, to know you and be known of you, to live according to your purpose. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for opening up our spiritual set of eyes and every spiritual set of ears to hear the word of the Lord. Exactly, Lord, where we're at, we thank you that you'll meet us. You know every person listening by name. You created them, Lord. You have a call and a destiny on our lives. So we pray that even as this broadcast moves forward, that Holy Spirit, you would come and unlock the wisdom keys, unlock the understanding, unlock what we need, Lord, this Passover season, to be launched into the place that you're launching us to. In fact, to be launched out of the areas of bondage, the pharaohs, the taskmasters that maybe any of us have been held down and bound by, so that we can go forward into our calling. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for this broadcast. We bless every listener with ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy, one thing I would just want to, just in the way of a reminder to all of our listeners, is that one of our goals on this broadcast is to help believers to become serious prayer warriors and intercessors, as well as much more faithful disciples and followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, one of the beautiful things about prayer is that prayer is simple and profound all at the same time. It's simple, but at the same time, if we're wise, we'll be students in the school of prayer and never graduate, because there's so much more the Holy Spirit always wants to teach us about how to pray, the correct ways to pray, and how the Holy Spirit can work through the prayer lives to build the kingdom of God. And there's so much more to it than any of us fully grasp. And so our wonderful divine tutor, the Holy Spirit, he's steady teaching us as we listen and as we learn. I wanted to ask if you all would just share a little bit more about what you the Lord has called you to do. And that, like, you use the word itinerant. Well, of course, share with them why that's an important part of who you are and what you do in your travels.
Yes. Well, we understand that that the Lord Jesus was an itinerant minister, meaning he went to where the needs were for ministry. Mm-hmm. He traveled about the Galilee, preaching, teaching, healing the sick, delivering those who were bound in various ways, spiritually, again, physically, even culturally and socially. And so our ministry is to go where the need is and to speak prophetically, to help people realize the full gospel in their daily lives, even across generations. And so that's what we mean when we speak of ourselves as itinerant ministers. We're carriers of the gospel where the Holy Spirit leads us.
Mm. Well, thank you for sharing that. And you know, the fact is, There's so much more that all of us can grow in our understanding of as we both read and study the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, the Holy Spirit wants to use everyone in wonderful, wonderful ways. I want to ask if you all just take a few moments to really further share about both the specific ministry the Lord has called you to and why that's so critical in this day and age in our culture today.
Yes. All right. One of the many different facets to our ministry, one of them is inner healing and freedom. And that's, you know, we might go to a church or a conference and minister a message from the Lord, because everything Jesus did, he brought freedom and healing to people. He delivered them of demons. Mm-hmm. He delivered them of oppression, of family bondage. And so we are called to walk like our Savior walked. We're called to do the will of the Father. And for our ministry, that is bringing freedom to people. So what we do is we go wherever we're called, and always God gives us a message that is key for that house, key for that conference, key for that region, and even state in the moment. And the Holy Spirit, you know, the Bible says we operate not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. So we rely heavily on Holy Spirit as we minister. Many times people will begin to cry. Something will be broken open. A lot of pain, shame, guilt. Many who have carried great and deep wounds of grief or maybe needed to forgive themselves. Many times, I'll give an example. This weekend, we went away for an inner healing weekend to a lake house with a group of people, and the Lord moved in unprecedented ways. All we did was studied what the Lord had us study. We prayed. Like you said, prayer is so key and so important. But then we ministered the word of the Lord, and then we just had folks go into worship. And really, that worship, in worship, we went around and just kind of laid hands and prayed for people. We didn't do a whole lot. We didn't toil. We didn't strive. We didn't work. There was no work involved. We set our hearts and our eyes on Jesus, and he delivered these women from very, very strong bondage. You know, there's this saying, the longer the bondage, the stronger the bondage. And so the longer we hold on to things, the stronger that root, you know, digs into the soil. Jesus often likened our hearts to soil, right? The parable of fig tree in Luke. And so it's so important to often be introspective and to often, you know, provide self-examination with the Holy Spirit. But when people don't do that, sometimes he sends itinerant ministers like Jarrett and myself to help break people free. And we do fun things too. Like Jarrett loves to blow the shofar, which represents freedom. And maybe you can mention a little bit about that, Jarrett.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, the shofar is a weapon of warfare if we really understand it from scriptures, and so we use that as well in accordance with scriptures to again herald just the moves of God.
Mm. Well, would you all take a moment now to pray for listeners, but also for the church as a whole, to grow in the understanding of the need to better understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit in their lives, how they can make themselves more available, and how they can be used much more mightily by the Holy Spirit in their lives. Would you all pray about that specifically?
Yes, and just to speak directly to that, Pastor Parker, that's such a critical and crucial point. I personally will just share as an example many times, and I thought how wonderful it would have been to see Jesus open blind eyes, or how wonderful it would have been to see the Lord Jesus walk on water, how wonderful it would have been to see the Lord Jesus multiply fishes and loaves that were meant for one little boy's lunch to feed 5,000 men, not let alone women and children, with 12 baskets left over, to see the transfiguration. Oh, my goodness. I've often thought that if I had seen those things, then I would have faith to move mountains. I would have faith to transform the world. But it is very interesting to note, and there were 12 men who saw all those things. And at the end of Jesus's life, one of them renounced the Lord Jesus three times with cursings. One betrayed him, and the other 12 all ran and hid, having seen those things. So what does that really but then we see that when those same men received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, that they did become those men and women who transformed the world and were the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that greater works shall ye do in my in my name. And how that happened, again, it was by the Holy Spirit. So that which we set ourselves to do to build the kingdom, to serve Jesus, to disciple the nations, can only be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the joyous thing is that the Holy Spirit comes when we are humble and obedient. That's it. It doesn't take anything more than that, because we really look at the life of Jesus and the life of the disciples. We see that from the place of humility and obedience, the Holy Spirit flows. And what do we mean by humility and obedience? Well, humility means setting aside your own agenda. That's what dying to the flesh really means. I mean, setting aside your own thoughts, your own ambitions, your own strategies, and laying yourself before the Lord and say, simply, here am I. Obedience, Jesus gave us the secret. He said, I simply do what I see my Father doing. I say what I hear my Father saying. And Sandy was in the Word recently, and we were taken to the martyrdom of Stephen in Acts. And the Holy Spirit opened this up. He said, look, what did Stephen really do? He simply did what he saw his Savior doing. Mm-hmm. He simply said what he heard his Savior saying. And the Holy Spirit came upon him with such power that his life, his sacrifice and death with such grace brought salvation to many. Because if you remember, as he's being stoned, he says the same thing that Jesus said on the cross.
Yes. Okay?
Forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. He simply said what he saw, heard his master saying. He did, offered his life up as a sacrifice at that moment, as the Holy Spirit led him to, as he saw his Savior do, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. So if we will do the same, then we can receive the same infilling, the same grace, the same anointing of the Holy Spirit to do that which the Lord is calling us to do in this hour. So Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you take each listener into that place of humility, into that place where we truly are presenting to you ourselves, our bodies as living sacrifices, which is our just worship.
Yes.
Take away, Lord God, selfishness and fear, pride, stiff-necked attitude, that need to be right, that need to be heard and be seen. Take us to the place to where we simply desire that Jesus be lifted up in us, because if the Lord Jesus is lifted up, Lord Jesus, you will draw all men unto you, all women unto you, all children unto you, as they see you lifted in our lives. Lord, take us to that place of obedience, to where we seek the voice of our Savior and speak what the Lord Jesus speaks to us by the Holy Spirit. We see, Lord God, what you would have us to do. We follow your example in our daily lives by the grace of the Holy Spirit. We do what the Master says do. We do what we see the Master doing. And knowing in so doing that the Holy Spirit be promised the Comforter, the Paraclete, will fill us, empower us, anoint us to do the work that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy Ellis. We'll be right back. Music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We are in the midst of our spring Share-a-thon, and our theme for this Share-a-thon is Pour Your Spirit Out. And our theme verse is Isaiah 44, verse 3, For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Again, we do appreciate you tuning in. And if you'd like to call in to make a pledge, Isaac is going to share with you the numbers to call to do just that.
To call to make a pledge, you can call 877-616-2396. Once again, that is 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And really, what a beautiful thing it is, what God has given us for us to continue pouring out and just being stewards with what he has already given us. It's all his.
Amen. Amen. Again, our phone guests today are Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy Ellis. And, you know, Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy, I think it's so appropriate to have you all on, especially in view of what our theme is. Our theme is pour your spirit out. And, you know, what a tremendous thing it is when we as believers grow tremendously in our understanding of how to live a life where we learn that, amongst other things, the Holy Spirit is a river. And our job is not to try to direct the river. Our job is to jump into the river and flow with the river as well. So, but any thoughts that you want to share further about just the need for leaders in the church, as well as every believer, we're called to learn to flow in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, yes. Well, as you mentioned at the top of the show, we're in the first month on the Jewish calendar, which should very much be the Christian calendar as well, since our faith grows out of the roots of Judaism, and that month of Nisan, which is Passover month, which is the month of miracle deliverance. But again, as we were just speaking of in last segment, all things that we do are by the power of the Holy Spirit. not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So they're keys in the Passover story, which is really a story of deliverance. Passover is all about deliverance, from Mitzrayim, not just from Egypt, but the Hebrew word for Egypt is Mitzrayim, which is plural. So there are plural, multiple areas of deliverance that God wants to address dynamically and strategically during this month. If you really look, you notice carefully what Israel was delivered from. They are delivered from five areas of bondage: spiritual bondage, psychological bondage, emotional bondage, social bondage, and physical bondage. So this is a month where the Lord wants to bring with miraculous power deliverance in those same areas for us. But they're keys to that. Is Amy correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I love what Jarrett just said about, you know, you asked Pastor Parker, how can we be strong leaders? Well, what Jarrett said, observing God's calendar, observing the time and the season that God is calling us into and where he's at and what he's doing during those times and seasons. You read earlier Exodus 15, the children of Israel being prepared to leave Egypt. Well, their problem, their issue that they encountered was that physically they left Egypt, but Egypt did not leave them. That bondage remained. They did not get healing. They did not get freedom and deliverance. Therefore, they remained on the backside of the desert wondering, because all of the, what we call leaven, and we know that from 1 Corinthians 5, we can look at verse 6, the leaven that stayed within them emotionally and spiritually. When they observed Passover, you read it, Pastor Joseph, Exodus 15, Moses commanded them, get rid of all the leaven in the house. Well, what is leaven? Leaven is, it's a word called chametz in Hebrew, and it represents, I'm going to read this to you, it represents observing all of the negativity, unbelief, gossip, pride, rejection. It's basically saying do a self-examination and get rid of the things that are in the way of this relationship with God and the call of God on your life. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6. It says, know ye not that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? This is New Testament now. We have a better covenant based on better promises. And verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. This is New Testament now, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice, wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So what is this saying? He's saying, as we observe Passover, which actually is coming up this Saturday, the week before Easter, the Lord is saying, remove, do a self-examination and remove the things out of your life that may be blocking you from the blessings of God, because there are character traits that God uses and there are character traits that God refuses. So during this time, we are to do a self-examination, introspection. What is it? Is there anything in my character that the Lord wants to work on? Maybe I'm struggling with rejection. Maybe I'm struggling with forgiving myself. Maybe God wants to heal me of guilt or shame. In fact, Passover is a time of family deliverance. In Exodus 20, verse 2, God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. God is delivering our house from bondage in this very season. Yes. In fact, when Moses had them put the blood on the doorpost, that was to the salvation of the entire household. Whoever was in that household of the family was protected.
Yes.
From that death angel.
Yes. And as you said, as you were reading Exodus 12, Pastor, with the specific instructions and the admonition to search for the leaven, account for it all, gather up every bit, and then remove it. And then that which remained, the crumbs, the very bits, find those and burn those, right? It was always speaking to those things in our hearts. those behavioral patterns that rise up and begin to govern and control the status of our heart, where God is moving in a season of the miraculous to deliver, but we've got to offer up to Him and remove those things in us that could otherwise block the deliverance. In leadership, we should, as ministers, as pastors, as apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, right? Amen. And teachers, we should model that. Mm-hmm. We should teach that. We should demonstrate that. So that in this season of miraculous delivery, we can all be blessed.
Well, our time is almost gone. Would you all share one more time, if someone who's listening would like to learn more about your ministry or the work that you do, or maybe would like to get in touch with you or tune into your podcast, tell them how they can do that.
Yes. Please just come to herecomesjoy.com and drop us an email there. Drop us a note. We love to interact with you. And you'll find the full scope of our ministry, including Christ on the Mountaintop, which is a subject heading under Here Comes Joy. You can find us there. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll reach back out to you.
Amen.
All right. And of course, if someone would like to try to come to hear you preach, isn't there an itinerary that might be listed there as well on your website?
Yes, we do. We do have an events page on our website, and they can come out and hear us preach. We'd love that.
Yes.
All right. And the podcast, how often does the podcast, is it broadcast?
Yes, well, it's a weekly podcast and also a weekly television show, two weekly television shows on the Good View Network. And we work as diligently as we can to produce those weekly. Sometimes we don't always get them out weekly, but they're both weekly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, again, thanks again so much for being with us today. And just briefly, would you all, in the next 60 seconds or so, would you all both pray whatever's on your heart for our listeners and for the body of Christ?
Yes. So, Father, we thank you for everyone listening today, and we pray over them that every pharaoh or taskmaster in their life would be laid to rest in the name of Jesus. We pray that every Red Sea of obstacles would part before them and make a way for you to bring them out of the areas of limitation and into their destiny in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, each step of the way, open up our hearts, examine us, Lord God, search us in Jesus' name. Give us the grace, Father God, to search also ourselves with Holy Spirit and offer up to you anything that stands in the way of the fullness of the blessing that you prepared for us, that which, Lord Jesus, you paid for us so dearly on the cross. Lord, we love you, and we offer ourselves to you and ask that you take us all the way into destiny, all the way into the heart of your will for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon. Once again, that number to call if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. Simply call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Reverend Sandy, one more time, that website, if someone would like to be in touch with you, share it one more time, please.
Yes, sir. HereComesJoy.com. All one long, Here Comes Joy, lowercase, no spaces, HereComesJoy.com.
All right. Father, we thank you for Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy. Thank you for the tremendous work and ministry and mission you call them to. And thank you for your hand of grace upon them. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing for such a time as this, in view of the fact that there's so much work to be done that can only be done in the power of your Holy Spirit. Help all of us as believers in the body of Christ to grow an understanding of the importance of living life whereby we literally jump into the river of your Holy Spirit and flow with him in every area of our lives. Thank you for the blessing of being able to live a life in cooperation with your powerful and blessed Holy Spirit. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Once again, thank you, Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy, for being with us. One more time, if someone wants to be in touch with you, share that website, please.
Yes, of course. Herecomesjoy.com. Herecomesjoy.com.
Amen. Thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family, and pray much for the great work and ministry of Reverend Jarrett and Reverend Sandy. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.